Only you have your life, your relationships, your values, your experiences. And that, you know, take all that in, and how you live and how you respond and how you react is your reality. Hey, mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, beautiful mama, and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so happy and so thankful that you are here with me today. I hope that you are transitioning ever so smoothly into a new season, a new month, and I personally feel it has been a long transition. Like summer, you know, summer came to an end and school started, and then we adjusted to that, and then the weather started to get pretty cold, so we were adjusting again, and then football started, and crock pots, and warm and cozies, and I feel like I talked about this like a few episodes ago, and about, you know, like the big transition to school starting. And it makes sense, because that just goes to show like the truth and transparency that I share on the show, like of my life and what I'm going through, how I'm feeling, how I'm flowing, because that was like the start of it all. And now here we are again, like we're still in it, right? So it's just so beautiful. Like I call it a transition, but I mean, that's just life, right? Like everything is the ebbs and the flows, and it's just so beautiful to just soak it all in. And I find myself constantly telling myself, like, slow down. Cherish these precious moments. Like one of my favorite times of the day is getting my son off the bus and just talking about his day. And he gets so excited. He opens his book bag and shares all the projects that he has. And like, I know how important, you know, those 10 minutes are to him to just have my one-on-one, no phone, no, like normally his sister is still napping. So like it is just 100% full on attention, him and I. And that's like our special time. Like I know that he feels the same that I do. It's so, so important. It's such a tight bond. I could feel it. And I'm just so, so thankful for those moments of feeling, you know, the pure joy and the pure simplicity, right? Like coming, radiating off of my child, like, and it just shines and brings into me. So let's just soak in that for a minute. Like think of like those little moments, those small moments. Not small moments, because obviously they're so, so big and they're so powerful, but like those simple moments throughout your day that are just that. They're so powerful. They're so pure, and that they could easily be overlooked. You know, I could just get him off the bus and we could just be flowing through the day and, you know, whatever it is, like it doesn't have to be like this special, special moment, but it always turns out that way. And even if his sister is awake, like we still have that time and she's just included in it, but it's just very eye-opening to embrace those moments, right? To embrace those moments and take them for what they are, because it doesn't have to be these grandiose, luxurious things within life that bring the pure joy, the pure fulfillment, the pure just overall gratitude and appreciation for life. But let me tell you, like, life is hard. Life is so hard. let it be the harder season than the normal hard season, or, you know, you're more busy than you have been the past couple months. Like, we're always going to be busy. We're always going to have these hard times, but there are other moments that are harder, or there are other seasons that are busier. And that, again, it's just those ebbs and flows of life. And once we accept that, I really feel that we can trudge forward, you know, through that hard a little easier. And I never want to sugarcoat, you know, the love and the bliss and the ease and the flow. Like, I never want to sugarcoat that, like, shit's hard. Life is hard. It's stressful. There's a lot of moving parts all the time. And what I want this show and what, you know, our coaching and my courses and all my services to help you do is to be able to approach that with ease, with flow. Like, you are bringing that energy, because life is always going to come at you hard, right? Because it's not easy being a mom. It's not easy being a human. It's not easy being a parent. But I know that I'm speaking probably to 99.99999% moms. So we're just going to, you know, talk as moms here. Like, I feel that we some days, like, we do our best, yet we still feel that we've struggled the entire day. We can't predict our emotions, let alone hormones. And sometimes, heaven forbid, we're triggered. You don't want to know what happens then, you know? We feel defeated sometimes because the house is a complete mess. We don't feel like we got anything done. And then you sit down for 5 minutes and scroll the highlight reel of social media while sitting in your pajamas with five-day-old hair, and you just sigh. And it just continues that whole cycle again of feeling like you didn't do enough. You didn't get anything done. What's going on? Why is my life so hard? You know, insert your, you know, struggle, your thought cycle in there. What is that negative mindset loop for you? But when in reality, you did do a lot that day. You've made all the appointments. You packed all the lunches. You did all the chores. You ran all the errands. You got a lot done. But sometimes it still never feels good enough. Sometimes we feel completely out of control, like we never have that second to ourselves, that we just want that moment to escape that messy, complicated, unexpected life just of parenting children, right? Wondering if what we're doing is the right thing with every decision that we make. It's hard, but then it's absolutely amazing. And we realize, you know, it's just everything in between. So I just want you to embrace it and hold on, like, cherish these moments. Hold on to the good. Breathe through the not so good, right? Meditate through that not so good. Welcome in just the wildest, most incredible days of your life. Every day can be the best day of your life. And you know what? Something that really, like, puts this all into perspective is, even if you feel that you didn't get enough done, or you haven't done enough, or, you know, insert that negative mindset loop again, you had your little ones looking up to you all day, who think that you are the entire world. Now I want those feelings of pure and unconditional love to overcome you, right? Like, just think about their smile, think about their giggles, how they need you when they have a bad dream, or, like, when it comes down to it, you have the most rewarding role that you will ever have in your life. And that, like, truly is what woke me up to who I was meant to be and what I was supposed to be doing. Like, heck, I feel like I'm still walking in that awakening, let's say, like, through the expansion and the reflection of it, looking back. Like, I know with all of me that even if it doesn't feel like I have, you know, expanded and I'm like, I'm walking in that higher self, right? Those tiny miracles that have transpired over time help me see my life through a different lens. And it's beautiful. Like, it's powerful. Like, think of how far you have come. Even in those hard days, think of how far you have come. I see you. I feel for you. I struggle with you. Like, you are never, never alone. And your sweet babies, they see you for who you are. You are the best thing that happened in the entire world. And no matter where you have been, what you have been through, thank you for being you. And if I can share any love, any light, it's always to do what feels right for you. Do what brings the best feeling for you, because only you have your life, your relationships, your values, your experiences, and that, you know, take all that in, and how you live and how you respond and how you react is your reality. So continue to choose and do what feels right and feels good to you. And I want to dive into kind of, that's like my segue, that transition piece of, I want to dive into just like this profound dimension of tuning in and trusting your intuition. Like why is it crucial? How can you strengthen, you know, this incredible inner guidance? I want to empower you to give yourself permission that it is okay to trust and listen and lead with that inner guidance, because a lot of the hard and the stress and the overwhelm, like, yeah, okay, it is from the overstimulation and the literal chaos of raising little ones. I understand that. But also, like, there's a big layer of those external pressures of the world, society, media, others' opinions, the shoulds, the needs, the unsaid expectations, right? So why is trusting your inner guidance so important? Why does it matter? It's like a compass for your true self, for your soul, for your higher self. It connects you just to your inner wisdom and offers insights that your rational mind might overlook, or your egoic mind might be trying to steer you away from. Like, your egoic mind is, it's tied to that society, the social media, the external pressures, the expectations, when your inner guidance is your truth. It's your pure purity, right? It's your love. It's what you really want, the flow, the ease. And then we kind of get bogged down and clouded with everything else coming at us all the time. So coming back home to ourselves. Like, have you ever ignored that inner voice, like only to regret it later? And that inner voice being the intuition, because we have our egoic voice and then we have that inner voice, right? That inner intuition. So trusting that intuition, it could help you follow through like with what feels good. And that doesn't mean easy, rah-rah, feel good, warm and cozy inside. I mean like the feel good, like you know what is best for you and or your family. Like it's so valuable, like this decision-making tool, like that we all have within us. When we tune in and trust that, we're more likely to make those choices that align with our true desires and values, and it'll help us not to get consumed in those external expectations and pressures and things that are always coming at us. Now, just to make this a little more confusing for you, right? Like, I don't want this to be some gray area to confuse you, but I also do believe that everything does happen for a reason, right? Like, there are no quote unquote like detrimental wrong mistakes in life, because everything is that learning lesson, that path to get you back to your highest calling, you know, back to that true self, those the truest, most authentic self. Tongue twister. So I see it as almost like making wrong turns, or, you know, it might just be taking longer to get to that destination, but you're going to get there, right? You're always going to get there. So I don't want that to like just be confusing and like, okay, well, I've made mistakes in the past, or, you know, I did this, but then, you know, I found out that it wasn't the best decision. Like that's normal. Another way for me to look at it is like, sometimes we can't discern between that egoic mind or that external pressure from what that our truest selves, our intuition was saying. So 100%, like we're all there. Like we all get caught in that messy middle, right? It happens. And that's kind of where it's that beautiful just synergy of discerning between and what is in alignment. And it's, again, that's just like the beautiful journey of life also. Like, we are in this learning experience called life, right? So always ever growing, ever expanding, ever evolving. And yeah, we'll all get there, because there is our life journey, right? All right, so now you're probably like, How do you trust like your intuition? How do I do this? How do I hear this, right? I want to share 5 ways for you to learn how to tune into your intuition, because this is definitely like a practice, right? It's something that you have to be able to discern the difference of and practice like that muscle to, you know, everything takes practice to get better. So no judgment, don't get down on yourself. I just have 5 quick tips for you to be able to just play around with this, okay? So first and foremost is slow down and get present. I think I shared this picture only a few episodes ago, but it really stuck with me since hearing it in a course that I'm currently going through. Is this is like a way to picture yourself like being present. Okay. So first, imagine yourself on this train that's going over 300 miles an hour. Okay. How much are you actually going to be able to see out the window of this train going 300 miles an hour with clarity, with detail? Now, imagine yourself on a train that's going 30 miles an hour. Imagine how much then you are actually able to see and take in and process. This has been a whole new layer for me since learning kind of that analogy, because being present, it's been something that I've really worked on intentionally over the past couple of years. I mean, since becoming a mom, let's say, because it was a complete whirlwind, like, to your brain, right? So after hearing that analogy, I feel like I entered like this next level of conscious present living, because I felt that so hard when she just gave that example. And I was like, wow, that's such a good way to look at life, right? Like, we're always busy, flowing, going, like, never, you know, stopping to smell the roses type thing. Everything is just so connected. And that was just a really good layer for me, like, to dive into now, because I'm still working through that, right? Like, again, we're always ever evolving. Number two is quiet the mind. Practice meditation or mindful habits to quiet that chatter of your mind. A calm, clear mental space brings a stronger connection to that inner guidance, to your intuition. Something that Jason and I talk about he brought this up at bedtime. He asked me, you know, how do I get rid of the scary thoughts in my mind? Because I don't want to have nightmares. And I was like, hello, Halloween. It's his favorite holiday. And I think it's partly because he tries to act tough and not, you know, or kind of be all into the spooky things. But then when nighttime comes, he's, you know, scared of the zombies or this or that. But during the day, he loves them. So anyway, he asked me that the other night, and it took me a second. But I like sat and thought about it, and it kind of connected to the terms of how I, you know, rid the negative or intrusive thoughts within my mind. Like, I had to think, like, how do I do that? And I told him, I said, I imagine God's hands just pushing the thoughts away and clearing my mind. And it's just something that I've done. And I say it's just like this beautiful, just, I'm like actually doing that with my hands right now, but I picture like God's hands just pushing those thoughts out of my mind and bringing back in like the zen, the clarity, the calm, the clear, right? Clearing my mind. So however that can work for you, take time to learn how you can quiet your mind. Meditation is something that I also practice daily, but just like in the thick of the day, right? If I can't go take 5 to 10 minutes, I really practice on just pushing those thoughts away. Number three is actually listening to yourself. Pay attention to those nudges, those gut feelings, right? They might come to you as an actual like feeling, a physical feeling, or you might have a thought come into your mind, or just that sudden knowing, right? That gut feeling, that sudden knowing. The first step is like acknowledging when they're coming in. Okay. And then you can work on like discerning between what's your ego, what's your intuition, and all that fascinating stuff. Number four is testing yourself. Like test your intuition. You could start with like small decisions and learn how it is to work with yourself. And over time, you'll build confidence in your inner knowing, in that accuracy of it. And number five is reflect and journal. After making, you know, these intuitive decisions, you could take time to reflect on what happened. How did you feel? What was the outcome? Journaling can help, you know, you track these intuitive feelings that you have, or maybe if you act on them, right? And allowing you to validate yourself and build your trust. Now, this is something like what I said before, like when you know, when you know, when you know, when you know. This is 1000% tenfold. When we are able to connect back to ourselves and listen to that inner guidance, that inner knowing, that it truly, like, that's what brings in the alignment. That's what brings in the fulfillment. That's what brings in the sense of balance and ease and joy and love within our lives when we are connected back to ourselves. So I have a free 5-day email course that goes a little deeper into the habits that you can start incorporating into your life, into your days, to help you find yourself again within motherhood, to help you feel like you again and feel connected to you again. So you could check the link in the show notes to enroll in that free 5-day email course, or you are always welcome. I would love for you to schedule a free 15-minute clarity call with me, and we can discuss what you're going through, what your biggest struggles are, your pain points, those anchors that you need to pull up that are holding you down to be able to move forward. We could talk about your why, your goals, your desired life, and how I can help support you in reclaiming your life and connect back to yourself and that self-love and the self-trust within your life. I would love to hear from you any which way, any which avenue. Check the link in the show notes. There are so many different ways to connect with me and continue to work together and just be connected. I would love to hear from you. Until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please read Mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.